I needed this text today. I felt at a loss. All the hostile rhetoric targeting LGBTQ and especially transgender siblings leads to them being actual targets of hateful people with guns. It happened again last night in Colorado Springs, Colorado, at a place called Q Club. It was a place of safety, of joy, in a city historically home to many conservative organizations who haven't historically been friends of LGBTQ people, as well as the Air Force Academy. It isn't hard to imagine queer folk anywhere in the United States needing sanctuary, but especially in places like Colorado Springs. They had a drag show last night, and they were planning on a drag brunch today for Transgender Day of Remembrance. Now it is a crime scene and a memorial site. Some of us are queer. Some of us are part of the drag scene. All of us know and love queer folks. I felt all the emotions at once, as if they fill my throat and choke me. Outrage, incredulous, bereft, besieged, grieving, without even knowing anyone in Colorado Springs personally. Because those I know personally, my own family, my congregants here at St. Lydia's, my beloveds, they are targets. They have to live today knowing again they were targeted by hate and violence. It's the antithesis of the Christian faith to hate so, to inflict violence so. The passage from Isaiah functions as a utopian vision of life with no hate, with no violence. It begins, "The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing." And in foreshadowing the deepful, hopeful vision of the middle section of Isaiah, beginning in chapter 40, this text envisions healing care, shelter. It concludes, "They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." It hints at the difficult crisis experienced by the people, calling them to take courage. "Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear." Some may call out such utopian visions as a naive panacea, an escape from the critical realism of political work required to make our world a safer, saner place for siblings whose very lives are threatened. Queer theory has its own version of this called anti-relational theory, an attempt to decenter what they call reproductive futurism and its obsession with the child as the organizing principle of social and political life. The self and its pleasures in the present are the moral center in this way of thinking. During Advent, in part urged on by my reading of the Cree poet Billy Ray Belcourt, I've picked up a book I've had on my reading list for quite a few years, Jose Esteban Munoz's Cruising Utopia, The Then and There of Queer Futurity. While the words in this book are crafted for the sophistication of the academic world, their point is not so far from the goal of Isaiah. Munoz begins his book with a quote from Oscar Wilde, "A map of the world that does not include utopia is not worth glancing at." We must, he writes, in the face of the horrors of the here and now, to think and feel a then and there. We must dream and enact new and better pleasures, other ways of being in the world, and ultimately new worlds. It is an invitation to live in future tense verbs, Today I need Isaiah's shall. The reading is full of the utopian future tense. The dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. These critical utopian visions of a then and there open a future for us that we desire. It can be hard to believe the shall some days. And the shall is our North Star, the center of our prayers and our organizing. The shall claims, as Dr. King preached the night before he died, I may not get there with you, but we as a people, we shall get to the promised land. I want to close with a few lines from a poem from Billy Ray Belcourt's book, This Wound is a World, a poem called The Creator is Trans. The Creator is trans, and the Earth is a psychology experiment to determine how quickly we mistake a body for anything but a crime scene, the product of older crime scenes. There is a heaven, and it's a place called gay. Gay is unhappy to make something out of nothing and to call it love, or anything that resembles a time in which you don't have to be those shitty versions of yourself to become who you are now. Amen.